Transmissions-based precautions, TBP, strategies. Transmission-based precautions, TBP, also called isolation precautions, are used in addition to SP when a resident is suspected or known to be infected or colonized with infectious microorganisms which require additional precautions to limit transmission. Since the infecting organism may not be known every time that HCP interact with residents, TBP should be selected according to clinical signs and symptoms and the likely causative agent whenever definitive identification of the agent has not occurred. In these situations, TBP should be modified once definitive diagnosis occurs. TBP are separated into four main categories: contact precautions, droplet precautions, airborne precautions, and enhanced barrier precautions, EBP. It should be noted, however, that precautions from these categories are not mutually exclusive. It is possible that various TBP from different categories might be used in combination. For example, disseminated herpes zoster, shingles, could call for both contact and airborne precautions. A breakdown of contact, droplet, and airborne precautions can be seen in Exhibit 2-17. The choice of which TBP to implement is based on the mode of transmission of the specific pathogen. Contact precautions are used for diseases transmitted by contact with the patient or the patient's environment. Droplet precautions prevent transmission of diseases caused by large respiratory droplets that are generated by coughing, sneezing, or talking. Airborne precautions are used to prevent transmission of infectious organisms that remain suspended in the air and travel great distances due to their small size, less than 5 microns. Consequently, the concern for transmission of these pathogens in healthcare settings is not typically from face-to-face contact, but rather from airflow patterns in the facility. Key point: based on the route, S, of transmission, more than one category may be needed, for example, contact plus droplet. TBP, no matter which category or combination of categories, are always implemented in addition to SP. Exhibit 2-17, contact, droplet, and airborne precautions. Source, adapted from Catherine Shashir et al., Ready Reference for Microbes. Transmission-based precautions may be discontinued when signs and symptoms have been resolved or according to pathogen-specific recommendations. Even though some of the processes above are similar to each other, in practice, manifestations will vary based on the specific organism and environment. For example, for C. difficile, the CDC recommends that residents with confirmed and suspected CDI, for example, with diarrhea, are placed into isolation as soon as possible and contact precautions put in place immediately. Contact precautions should remain in place for at least 48 hours after diarrhea has resolved. In addition, HCP should perform HH carefully and regularly. Resident care equipment should be dedicated to individual residents. Residents should bathe daily with soap and water. Daily and terminal cleaning protocols should be created. C. Difficile sporicidal agent, EPA list K agent, should be used for daily cleaning of CDI resident rooms, and also post-transfer/discharge. Surfaces and equipment should also be cleaned daily, especially high-touch surfaces. Other areas where residents were should also be cleaned using an appropriate cleaning agent. If a resident needs to be transferred, the receiving ward/facility should be forewarned so contact precautions can be maintained at the new location. In addition to these precautions, the IP should work with clinical and laboratory personnel to confirm CDIs and develop a safe antibiotic therapy regimen to treat infections. Confirmed results should be shared immediately with care providers and IPC personnel to assess for appropriateness of testing. Facilities should create CDI prevention strategies as part of their overall IPC strategy, institute careful surveillance and monitoring of CDI rates, and provide staff with appropriate education. We will now briefly examine TBP and EMDROS before moving into more detailed discussions on contact, droplet, airborne precautions, concluding with protective isolation. Enhanced barrier precautions. According to the CDC, enhanced barrier precautions are infection control interventions designed to reduce transmission of multidrug-resistant organisms, EMDROS, in nursing homes. These precautions are based on CDC guidelines and are recommended for nursing homes in the United States. As the CDC explains, enhanced barrier precautions expand the use of PPE and specifically refer to the use of gowns and gloves during high-contact activities that provide transfer opportunities for EMDROS. The CDC lists examples of resident activities that require gown and glove use under enhanced barrier precaution rules: dressing, bathing slash showering, transferring, providing hygiene, changing linens, changing briefs or assisting with toileting, device care or use, central line, urinary catheter, feeding tube, tracheostomy slash ventilator, wound care, any skin opening requiring a dressing,